You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And this is very, very exciting news this week. So you're probably familiar with the film Mrs. Doubtfire with Robin Williams. It's a classic, isn't it? Well, did you know there's now a musical version of it too? It first sort of started life back in 2015 when Disney favourite composer Alan Menken, lyricist David Zappel and Harvey Fierstein, who was actually in the original movie himself, they all got together to start working on it. But things unfortunately kind of fizzled out eventually, and Alan Menken announced in 2018 that the project had been put on a creative hiatus. So that could well have been the end of the road for the show. But no. Instead, not long after that, the producer Kevin McCollum announced that the stage adaptation was still going ahead and aiming for Broadway, just that it would have an entirely new creative team now. So Carey and Wayne Kirkpatrick instead were brought in to write the score, which is particularly good news for regular Showtime fans because they're the brothers who also gave us the fabulous music of Showtime favourite Something Rotten. They were joined by British comedy writer John O'Farrell, who also worked on Something Rotten, and he'd be creating the script with Carey Kirkpatrick. And then Tony Award winner Jerry Zaks became the director of the show too. And with that team in place and an all-star cast, Mrs. Doubtfire opened for out-of-town tryouts in Seattle, where it became an instant smash hit. The run was extended due to popular demand, and it broke the record for the best-selling new musical in the history of the Seattle Fifth Avenue Theatre. So it was in a pretty good place when, in March 2020, it finally made its way to Broadway. And then the pandemic hit. So Mrs. Doubtfire had begun previews on Broadway on the 9th of March, with the official opening night scheduled for April. But then, as you may remember, all of Broadway shut down on the 12th of March, so it wasn't exactly the best situation to be in for the show. But I can say, even though the road may have been rough so far, Mrs. Doubtfire has now opened again on Broadway at last. It started previews again at the end of October and has an official opening night scheduled for the 5th of December. And I'm hoping by that point we may also get a bit more music for it, because so far we've only heard bits and bobs, and I'd love to hear a bit more of what the Kirkpatrick brothers have created, especially given how much we love Something Rotten here. But I realise that all of this has been very Broadway-centric so far, so why am I mentioning it on this week's Spotlight On? Well, just a few days ago, it was confirmed that Mrs. Doubtfire is also on its way to the UK. It'll play at the Manchester Opera House from Friday the 2nd of December until Sunday the 1st of October next year. And I realise that is nearly a full year away, but you can't ever be too far ahead of the game with theatre things, especially given what a relatively short run that is at the Manchester Opera House, so you will definitely want to get your tickets booked as soon as possible. I mean, I think it's probably safe to say that if it's successful as a show on Broadway when it finally gets to open properly, and if it then seems to be doing well in Manchester as well, it'll almost certainly be heading to the West End. Manchester productions tend to feed to London quite well, whether it's large-scale productions like Back to the Future or Bat Out of Hell that start in Manchester and then move to the West End directly, or even smaller shows like Zorro, which was at Manchester's Brilliant Hope Mill Theatre and that then end up transferring to some of the smaller London venues. If a show is on at one of the more well-known theatres in Manchester, it's definitely worth keeping an eye on it to see if it'll be London-bound. And I fully expect that to happen with Mrs. Doubtfire. So, if it sounds like something you'd be interested in, tickets go on sale on Thursday the 11th of November. I will drop the link here in the post so you can just follow that through and get yourself booked in. But it's definitely something to look forward to. And, you know, it's always exciting to have a new show like this heading over to us here in the UK. And on that note, I will say goodbye for this week. Of course, I'll be back again next Sunday evening at 6 p.m. live on URN1350.net with Showtime, where we're going to be reviewing the brand new Moulin Rouge musical, which opens in London this week. So join me then to find out everything you need to know about that at 6 p.m. next Sunday on URN1350.net. And then, of course, I'll be here with another Spotlight On episode to let you know exactly what's going on in the world of musical theatre. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.